episode 965, The Prayer of Victory.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a glorious day and that you've had a fabulous week. Unfortunately, I know some still are not. And I want you all to know that our hearts and prayers and our thoughts are with those that have been hit by Hurricane and Tropical Storm Harvey, both in Texas and Louisiana. It's not easy. And know that just because we are moving forward doesn't mean that you are forgotten. No, you are not forgotten. In fact, this episode is somewhat dedicated to you. It's the prayer of victory. It is confession day. We're letting it all hang out. You want to hang out with me. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and impact. Well, this week has been an impactful week. We've been hit by major storms down south. And in fact, my husband is on his way up driving as I'm recording this. And when he called me, you could hear the pounding of Tropical Storm Harvey as it's moving. And he's driving in this storm and he goes, honey, I can barely hear you. And I'm yelling into the phone because he wanted to know what the weather forecast looked like, when he was going to be able to escape it. Of course, he wasn't complaining because of all the hundreds of thousands of people that have been impacted. But he was in search for victory. He was in search for, where am I going to find the end to this storm? In our lives, we face those battles. We want to know that the storm is going to end. Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? And when you're in the storm, you can't see it. You can't see it. You know, it's so difficult to believe in victory before your eyes can visualize. You have to wrap your thoughts around the prayer of victory. As a mom, nothing tears my heart apart faster than a hurting and broken child, a hurting and a broken adult. It just breaks me. In fact, my youngest sits there and we can be in church and it's almost like it's a game to him. It's not. He just wants to see how mom is going to react. And he watches me and he counts, mom, you cried 3 times today in the service. Mom, you cried 5 times. Yeah, I cry because someone's hurting. I've shed tears for those in the South. It breaks my heart. We have family and friends down there. And I'm up here safe and secure doing what I can do, but still feeling helpless. And I'm not even in the actual storm. Sometimes in life, we could be standing beside someone and not actually in the storm, but we don't know how to help them. Sometimes our children can be in the middle of the storm and we're a mom on the sidelines going, if I could just take this away from them. I don't understand. With the destruction of Hurricane and Tropical Storm Harvey, our family has been battling with the whys. Have you ever had those days where you just seem to go through the whys and everything you say or do, it comes back to why? Why? Why bad things happen? Why do people hurt other people? Why are my feelings hurt? Why are people so selfish? Why does it take a storm to unite a country? So many whys. Only the prayer of victory can conquer. These whys that we wrestle with have nothing to do with our own strength, but the strength of God. You, my friend, are an overcomer because of the battle God is winning on your behalf. He is victorious before you even enter the battlefield. Now, I know that doesn't bring necessarily comfort right now, especially if you're standing and waiting in feet and feet of water. Looking at your house only from what you see on the media because you're in a center. And what little bit you see, you're like, that's my neighborhood. Well, it used to be. I don't know what it looks like anymore because it looks like a lake. We feel hopeless and helpless. But it's through God, the prayer of victory, that you have already overcome. I know when my children face the struggles and challenges in school with their classmates, why can't I get what I want? Why can't I exceed? Why am I not recognized? Now, some of us would say, well, Christiane, you know, maybe your children have an issue with the selfishness. No. Everybody, including us adults, we ask, well, why do bad things happen? Why don't I get that job? I've worked so hard. Why don't I get that promotion? Why didn't I get that raise? But he did. Is it a gender thing? Doesn't matter. We ask the whys. And God says, you don't have to ask the whys because I've already overcome. You can't see the whole picture. I hold the world in my hands. I hold you in my heart. The prayer of victory. I want to read you a psalm. It comes from Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. It's a long one, but I want it to really become a part of you for a moment. I want you to forget about what's happening around you. Maybe you have friends and family in Texas and Louisiana. Maybe you are struggling in the middle of a marriage. Maybe you are deep in the waters and you just happen to be on this podcast episode. Well, there's no chance in life. Obviously, God has a plan for you to hear this, and I want you to listen to it with an open heart and an open mind. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your request. Now, I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call. Whom are you crying out to? Whom do you put your trust in? Whom are you focusing your anger towards? Where are you in your life saying, I need a victory and I need it now? I need to feel comforted. I need to feel loved. I need to feel needed and wanted. I need hope restored in my life. I need rejuvenation. I need a renewed heart. This is a cry that is across the globe, regardless of an actual tropical storm, Harvey. But it's in our own families. It's in our own schools and our churches and countries near and far. In governments, in leadership, in jobs and careers. The victory comes through Christ Jesus, the prayer of victory. So I want to leave you with the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. We need to pray with conviction. Too much of us see, and I get in it too, okay? Remember, it's all confessions. I am not perfect. I'm not saying I got this down pat because I so do not. There are days that I think maybe I walk around with a crown on my head. And God gracefully tells me, Christiane, who's in charge? You know I like control, right? Well, God reminds me very often I'm not in control. And him and I have discussions about it. But yes, he always wins. But there are days, okay, maybe not a full day, but maybe moments that I feel like I'm walking around with a crown. I got it all put together. And he says, Christiane, you need to humble yourself. You see, we are human. And God already knows we're going to do this. And sometimes I think we fall too much that we fail to put our trust in God. And so therefore, we need to pray with conviction. How do you pray with conviction when you're in the middle of a storm? I can remember when my marriage was falling apart and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it through. And I kept running the laps in circles. And I kind of felt like that was my life. I was just going in circles. And I literally was and figuratively was. I just kept going and going. At one point, I couldn't go anymore. And I just fell to my knees and I cried out. But it wasn't the oh, woe's me cry out. It was, God, I surrender. God, you've got this. Obviously, you needed my attention, so you stripped me of everything. Now, no, I'm not sitting here saying that God creates storms in your life, that wishes bad on you and creates that. No, I'm not going to go that far. That's for another episode. That's getting really, really deep. But what I'm sitting here telling you is that he wants us to communicate with him, and he wants us to pray with conviction. He wants us to what? To number one, believe before you see. You got to walk by faith. Believe before you see. Number two, you have to defend your faith. When you defend your faith, that means you're putting action behind your words. Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you, and it's confession day, right? Confessions of an upset mama. And I am one because, oh, I get upset with my kids. I'm like, guys, you know this already. You need to pray about this. You don't need to have these thoughts. You don't need to fret about this. And they're like, but mom, I just do. And I mean, I know their ages and I get that. But then I get flustered. And then God calls me and says, Christiane, what do you need to learn from this? It's amazing how everything comes back around. Full circle. Defend your faith. Put action behind your words. And number three, claim victory. You are an overcomer by the Lord God Almighty. He has already won the battle. Whether you're in the middle of the battle, whether you're at the end or at the beginning, or maybe you feel like life is awesome right now, he's already fighting the next one for you. The prayer of victory. What is your day looking like right now? Are you feeling like, gosh, I just hope I get through the weekend, or I don't want the weekend to end? Here in the U.S., we have a longer weekend because Monday for us is Labor Day. And for Labor Day, it's a federal holiday and everything's closed down. Now, obviously, not everything's closed down. The government's going to be open. Why? Because they're working on Hurricane and Tropical Storm Harvey and the rescue and recovery efforts right now. So there is no pause necessarily. But in this pause that kind of is fit into our calendar, it's good to remember that maybe we need to pause and figure out where prayer fits into our calendar, where we can go and find victory within our life. Maybe you're struggling with that. You want some help with that. You need someone just to talk to. Don't be afraid. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I am here for you. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. There is no charge. There's no fee. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you something. That's not what I do. I want to hear your heart. I want to listen to you, where you are in your struggles, where you are in your hurricane and tropical storm Harvey. Where are you in your life? You matter. But I want to remind you also that you're already victorious. You are an overcomer. And I want you to believe that today. Give God the victory before you even see it. Believe, defend, and claim. Because remember, God's got you. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.